Well, once the Christmas festivities are over, our thoughts inevitably turn to the new year, a time of new beginnings and looking forward, but also a time of looking back. Let's Talk columnist Keith Skipper has been putting his mind to this in his own inimitable way. Here's Neil.
I see no point wasting time making resolutions bound to go in one year and out the other. It has to be much more fun lining up fences for the rest of earnest mankind to trip over. This grand steeplechase of doomed promises usually begins with an overdose of bravado. January is named after Janus, Roman god of gates and beginnings. He would have made a top referee in the Colosseum Premier League with that handy knack to look both ways at once. Now, we have to be content with the old Norfolk trick of looking backward and forward at the same time as working out what's going on at present, especially as a New Year's whirs into action and brighter souls accept it as a perfect chance to practice giving up things for Lent. Relish for so delicate a balancing act as weighing up fore and aft in one dazzling movement may be best captured in a cheerful, rustic invitation like, "There's a good dude down the pub tonight. Are you got to come along?" Norfolk experts, well-versed in treating the unorthodox as commonplace, can manage both together without breaking sweat, let alone damaging a limb, as they march confidently alongside the old adage that if you know roughly where you've been, you'll have a shrewd idea where you might be going. Unless you're a parish, town, district, city or county councillor, unable to spot the difference between a golf course and a building site in the first place, most local MPs are just as confused. Perhaps it's becoming too easy to set up certain characters for inevitable falls. We know football managers and politicians will carry on refuting the downright obvious while so-called celebrities wallow in fresh vats of banality. Television chiefs will deny they are dumbing down, even as more programmes go positively subterranean. The most cursory backward glance shows it need not always be like that. I recall healthy little bursts of self-denigration lighting up the soccer scene during my full-time years of trying to stay on the ball. Halifax manager John McGrath stunned the post-match gathering of hardened soccer scribes with his own question and answer session. "Do you know the three most used words in football? Halifax Town, nil." Oscar Wilde clearly foresaw the merciless rise of the celebrity clan when he warned a room packed with arty hangers-on, "To be popular, one must be mediocrity." George W. Bush easily worked out how to get laughs at his own expense with, "I think the voters misunderestimate me." So where to look for sunny solace from sportsmen, politicians and thousands of also-rans in the race for attention during the next 12 months? The odd concession to humour and self-mockery will help. I'm anticipating excitedly a call from Norfolk County Council to indicate plans for a new drawbridge at Thetford will be given all-party support, so long as unhinged elements can be kept in check.